Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown. We're talking about valuing your business, some questions you should be asking or answering depending on which side of the desk you're on in this business that's being sold. And it's based on some of the fundamentals that Russell puts in his software program, BizPricer. And you can check that out at bizpricer.com. All right, Russell, we've got the recasting of the numbers to know, to make sure that that we're looking at the numbers based on the way the new owner is going to operate the business. We've talked about looking at what could disrupt those earnings. Could there be, you know, is the owner leaving going to be a problem? Is there an economic issue coming down the pike locally or regionally or nationally or globally? Whatever. What's the next most important fundamental?
Well, I'd go to jump down a third one now, which is the growth projection for the company, because you don't, here's an important point. You don't want to buy growth. Future growth, let me put
right.
It that way. You don't want to
pay for future growth.
No, because that should be yours. That should be an extra benefit out of the company that if it happens,
you're the one who's going to make
your watch as it happens.
So if somebody's giving you, if somebody tells you, if you determine that the value that they're using for to sell the business is based on their projections for what it should be worth, you don't want to use those numbers.
That's right, absolutely. And mm-hmm. And most business owners who want to sell want to put a value on the future. Oh yeah, well we're only making this much mm-hmm. today, but you know, look at what we got coming along. We got a new product mm-hmm. we're going to be introducing.
What if there are actual contracts in place that haven't been fulfilled yet? Would that
change
things?
Oh, that's a different story.
That changes things a little
totally
bit, but you still probably want to discount those to some degree because contracts can change.
You always discount future earnings back on, and you use factors to assess the risk assessment of what to assess the risk as to whether or not those earnings will continue. There are some bona fide contracts out there that you can mm-hmm. probably bank on, like mm-hmm. you know, sometimes construction companies got long-term contract building a bridge or whatever with the government, let's say, and this is pretty you know,
right.
So although I have to change,
well, they'd be a good reason to buy the business, but you still want to discount the possibility.
You got to discount it, and you got to understand that you shouldn't be paying. Those aren't booked earnings, but they're
right.
So solid that you can. But in most cases, all the pie in the sky, all the future wonderful things that the business owner is going to tell you about, and all that. No, you don't want to pay for that. You know, if it's not on the books now, it's not on the books. And however, you can escalate the valuation factor. Now, I told you there's 18 factors all weighted somewhat differently.
Right.
So you can, it would be appropriate if you look at this at the company and you say, you know, it really does look like it's got some growth potential here and, you know, that kind of thing. And to give it a higher assessment number in the way this works in the BizPricer anyway. And, of course, this is the same way I would value a business as mm-hmm. a business appraiser. I mean, I go through this process and just been, you know, put into the BizPricer software process, and it does it just the way I've done, you know, hundreds if not thousands of appraisals. So the growth projections are important. Another one that's important, and I'd say number five on the list here, and this isn't in any real particular order, so don't think that because it's fifth, it's, you know, one-fifth, you know, that important from the first one. But anyway, and that's competition. You mm-hmm. know, what's the competition like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are companies out there that have little to no competition for many reasons. And there are other ones who have a tremendous amount of competition.
Right.
You know, like the local restaurant.
Today the competition angle has got to be really focused on, because the competition in the 21st century could come from any direction. And
right.
And increasingly virtual. And maybe, and also, what are the potential paradigm shifts? Could it be that something could happen that not only, never mind the competition, but it renders this business, you know, null and void, basically.
Right.
There are things, those are the things you got to look at. But if you want to know more about that, go to bizpricer.com and find out more about Russell's program. And Russell, thanks for sharing some of these fundamentals with us. Come back again
real
soon.
All right.
We'll see you next
Very
time.
Very welcome.
Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.